Hai, Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm pretty excited and I'm so sorry about my salutation, but I can't help it. So apparently, Anchor has modified itself. Now it's calling itself Podcasters, Spotify Podcast, Podcasting for Spotify, Spotify Pod, something like that. So it's no longer Anchor. And when it's very dope because I can be able to see the analytics and I can see what percentage of people get to hear me. Of course, Kenya is the highest, 77% asanteni sana. But I even have Qatar. I didn't have Qatar. I never thought anyone listened to me in Qatar. So, Habibi, thank you. So I'm pretty super excited today about this episode. And another thing that is making me very excited is because this is actually the third episode of the year, and it's rhyming. It's the third episode, the third month, and yay. Hooray for consistency. I'm trying. But a lot of things have been happening from the last time that we had a conversation here. And all I can say is that sis is becoming sis, you know. Sis is metamorphosing. Is that a word? And sis has been going through a lot. So before I did this episode, it's actually on a Monday. Monday, it's around 3 a.m. So we were just seated here with my Lolo and, whoa, I can't remember the last time I cried that hard. And it's not because I cried because I just cried because I felt everything was overwhelming. I felt things were not going my way. I felt so many people are just hurting me. And I don't know why people have to keep on hurting me. Or if you're listening to this episode, why do you want to hurt me? I've never wanted. I think I'm one person who always have to consider before I do something. I have to think, how will it impact you? But people are so careless with me. Why are you so careless with my emotions? Why are you so careless with myself? Why are you so careless with the way you predict yourself towards me? I'm not a careless person, so why are you being so careless towards me? You know, that's what I'm feeling. So we've been here with my lolitos for a while, and honestly, I don't think I've also ever seen my cat that sad. Ananiangalia too. He's just looking at me. I've tried giving him some milk. He's just looking at me. And the only thing he just wants to come and sleep on my neck. And then he's grown big now. He's around like 3 kilos. So you can imagine 3 kilos on my neck. But regardless, I'm so super excited that I was able to hit the record button because I want this to be the last episode that I'm ever going to record when I'm feeling sad. And this I don't want my content to be in emotion of sadness. I don't want my content to be in self-pity. I don't want my content to be, I don't want to have a negative content. I want my content to be elevation. I want my content to be motivational. I want my content to be inspirational. And just not to you, my listener, but also to me as a person who's speaking. Remember, you listening to me means a lot because you're giving me 15 minutes of your time and I want to make it worthwhile. I don't want your 15 minutes and you're like, Father Liningeskiza Kidum. You know Kidum. Kidum, they normally have songs when you're 30 minutes, you know. Yeah, and it's better. Unasema Father Liningeskiza Kinalim, whatever, those people who make like long songs. You just wasted your time with me in 15 minutes and I don't want to do that because I don't want that to be your naked lie. So karibu sana to my episode and asanteni sana who've been listening to my previous episode. We made an episode of How Long Will You Be My Ex. We made the first episode that I really love. I don't think there's an episode I've listened to so many times like The Law of Attraction. And I think that is what is actually breaking me because there's some times that I feel like I can't be anything, you know? When Chronic says you're a queen in your own majestic way, sometimes I feel like that. But also there's sometimes I feel like I've lost. And it's crazy because the 2 months I've been stable. My mind has been stable. I've had a stable mind. I've had a stable notion. I've had a stable goal until some chronological of events started coming in my life. And I keep on asking myself, why did I let that happen to me? I mean, why did I let myself? I remember let me tell you what happened to me last year. So when I turned 24, a lot of things happened. That was the night that crazy things happened that night. And I surpassed it. I was like, oh, okay, big deal. I'm not gonna die. Okay, all right, big deal, you know. I'm supposed I'll get over it. And that was the year where I would actually like look at myself in the mirror, and every time I'll see myself as a failure. I would see how many times I've failed. I failed in so many things in my 24. God. Oh, if failure is a stepping stone of success, I think that right now I should be at Mount Everest. Then that's my highest level of success. It's gonna be at Mount Everest. And I failed in my jobs. I got fired twice. I failed in my friendships. I failed in my relationships. I failed in so many things. Guy, I even failed in my taste in food because I would eat anything. And I'm not that person. You see, so a lot of things happened, and I don't want them to happen to me on my 25th. That's why I want to just record this episode. Because as much as I record for people to hear, I also record it for me. And I normally tell myself, if there was a Nina McKenna somewhere, where I work right now, they call me Grace Nyakimincha. So if Nina McKenna was in another form of Grace Nyakimincha, if I could hear what Grace would say when I was 15, then I think there's so many things I would have done different. But I just want to talk about dead weight, and dead weight has been a thing that has been messing me up. And sometimes I talk to my mentor and I tell her I'm losing it. So the main reason why I'm doing this episode is what she was like, you have a platform, just speak it out. And she told me about dead weight. I don't know why I'm keep on repeating it, because dead weight can be so many things, you know? Dead weight, when it comes to me as a farmer's girl, we have like you see, when leaves they fall on the ground, they decompose, and then that dead weight actually becomes something positive. It becomes a form of manure, it becomes homes for the beetles, it becomes so many things. So that's what sometimes dead weight does to us. It falls off. It's a product of us. So one way or another, we have to shed it off so we can let it be something else. And dead weight can be in so many ways. It can be in form of a friendship. It can be in form of career. It can be in form of that baby mama, you know. It can be in form of your boyfriend. And the worst part is that you don't even realize it, especially when you're growing. This is why, and I'm gonna give a very good analogy of a plant. You know, I'm a farmer's daughter, and farming is one of the most therapeutic things that I think I've ever seen, because it explains so many fundamental aspects of human life. So here I am. I'm a plant. I've grown. I look very pretty. And there's this matunda we normally have kwetu nyumbani. We call it matunda ya damu. You know, there's a way they just, it's such a beautiful tree, especially when you have like an orchid of it. It looks very nice. So they're very green. And then the fruits start coming out as green. Alafu kidogo kidogo, when they're ripening up, they start becoming the red. And then inside, it's normally something yellowish. Yellowish, but you can suck the red. I know you're understanding what I'm saying. I don't know. They're called apple mangoes, apple tree, something like, I can't remember the English name, but they look very nice. So you realize that this time, there's a time that this tree is full of leaves, and everywhere is green, until it reaches some time where it starts to shed off. So that's the analogy I have of human life. That's who we are. When you're growing, you become very pretty. That's why they say ujana ni moshi, right? You become very pretty, you attract so many things, because that tree attracts so many beautiful birds. You know, it's a fruit, it's succulent, and that's everything a bird needs. And that's how your life is right now. Your life attracts so many people. Your life attracts so many things you don't know you needed. So they come and form. Other grows, other leaves grow, other plants, other fruits grow. And then you're given a span of around 3, 4 months later, you realize that the green is shedding off. You realize that the fruit has fallen off. That's now the dead weight of that plant. The plant doesn't need that dead weight anymore. It's the time for you to let the leaves, the macana, to eat the fruit. It's time for you to let go. And that's what's happening in my life right now. I think it's about time for me to let so many things go. They've been so beautiful in my life. They have sparkled. They have have given me the attention, the attraction that I need. But I feel it's about time for me to just let them go. And I would have done this like a long time ago, but sometimes you feel I can stay a little bit longer. I can hold on a little bit longer. I can wait for this fruit to grow and just become more succulent, or maybe it grows in size or something like that. And once you do that, once like right now I've been able to like release, and I don't think I have dead weight anymore because there's so many transitions I'm gonna make when I get to 25. It's only 10 days to my birthday, and I want to have I sometimes, because of people that I have, because of the dead weight, sometimes I choose death. And death doesn't mean like the physical death. It means like I feel like my career is falling apart. I feel like so many things are so dead in my life, and I feel the only thing that I have to do is conduct a very black burial. I don't want that anymore. I want to leave. I want to choose life. I want to choose the existence of good things. I want to be so responsible for me. And when I started this podcast, I wanted to just have numbers. You know, the way you're obsessed. I wanted to just hit. I didn't want to mingle. I just wanted like 200, because I feel 200 people listening to my content for just 15 minutes, that's amazing. So that's the only thing I needed until now. I'm doing this for me, because you're not even gonna remember me. You're not even gonna remember the somebody who did Naked Lies. The world is gonna forget me. Once I get buried and I'm 6 feet under, you never even, people are gonna forget how I speak. Imagine. And because oblivion is inevitable. People are gonna forget you. People aren't even gonna forget your middle name. Right now, if you can go maybe look at five, six of your exes and then just ask them, you know what, tell me, what's my full name? I'm not 100% sure, but I'm like 90% sure most of them don't even remember your full names. They don't even remember your mom's names, and yet you took them there to go see their parents, you see your parents. You know, so many things are not gonna matter in a few years to come. And I wish I had known this when I was actually 15. That is 10 years before now. Maybe there's so many things I would have done differently, but I don't want to beat myself over. And I also don't want you to beat yourself over about things that you would have wanted to do. You know? It's a man-eat-man society. Let nobody lie to you. As, oh, McKenna, I love it for you. Oh, McKenna, you're the best for you. No. It's a man-eat-man society. It's a game of give and take. Until the time when you hear that, when you feel your mind is just giving and giving and giving. And that's when now you start taking it back. And taking it back doesn't necessarily have to go and hit the person and tell them, unajua nini? You remember when you're in shule, and then you buy a sharpener, and then bahati mbaya unapuliza your sharpener, wewe umeomba. So bahati mbaya upuliza the sharpener, and now the owner of the sharpener is now coming to you. It's like, Where is my sharpener? Mbona ulipuliza? And I remember there was this sharpener, the Nataraj ones. They were crazy sharpeners. They broke so many friendships. And that's how it feels. That's how your life feels like. You're the sharpener. You've given somebody your life to just, to use it kidogo. I sharpen maisha yake alafu akurejeshe, but anakurejeshea wakati imepulizwa and all that. What do? You throw the sharpener away. And then you buy another sharpener, because either one way or another, you'll have to sharpen your life up. And you cannot use it with a blunt Nataraj. So that's what I mean by dead weight. You have to live and let space for rejuvenation, and let space for growth, and let space for things to work in your life. Things cannot work. According to my mother's teachings, is that things cannot work when something is actually blocking it off. Example. You will never be able to see God if your heart is not pure. Two, you are going to forever be distracted if you cannot be able to contemplate and put yourself in a position that you want to be. People are gonna put you in very many places in their lives. I have people, I know at the back of your mind, they think I'm the cheapest. I have people think I'm the most expensive jewel they have. I have people think so many things about me. I have people think that I'm such a player, that I'm such a cheat. Some people think about me like I'm such a perfect lover, you know? The people think about me like, and the best part of it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you think about me. What matters is what I think about myself. And And in regards to that, I want to tell this to myself, and I want to say this: happy birthday to you, Nina Joy McKenna. You fought. You know those people who wake up in the morning and their life is that, I have just a bad day. I have to fight. My mind game gotta be so strong. You know, it's like I'm in the 24th battalion of my life. I have to be like the best soldier. I have to like give the best that I can. I have to. But you know what? I'm not gonna quit. I don't want to quit before the miracle. You know, I don't want to feel useless. And there's something about life that when you're so close to something is when you're so close to losing it. That's how I feel. I'm so close to finding myself. I'm so close to making the life that I've always wanted. The life that I've built castles in the air for. The life that I can see so... I have so many lucid dreams. And the birthday that I want to give myself to them, my 25th, is that I just want to lose off all the dead weight. I'm not saying I'm going to disappear, no. But what I'm going to say is that I'm going to spend a lot of time in me. I want to learn to appreciate what I have. I want to learn to, because I don't want to be desperate. I want to take a day at a time. I want to look myself in the mirror and see success. I want to know that I deserve the best and the best and the best this world can ever offer. I want to look at myself and see that I deserve to give the best to people. I deserve to be a good person. I deserve to have a clean heart. I deserve to dream, you know. I want to look myself on my 25th and tell myself that. But I can't do that if I don't get off the dead weight. You can't do that if you don't get off the dead weight. You can't do that if you don't let the dead weight decay and become something else useful to you. You see? They say is what you have. What you take. They say is what you are is what you take. Make sure you're the best. Because you gotta take the best from all these motherfuckers. You gotta look yourself in the mirror and the day that it reaches you for you to go to the soil, I want you to like close your eyes and say, you know what? You don't even have to remember me. I don't want you to remember me. But I want to always remember that I lived a good life. I was a good politician. I was a good pastor. I was a good friend. I was a good spouse. I was a good lover. I was just a good person, and that is enough. Sometimes that's all that's the most important thing, and that is just enough. Cancel desperation. Canceling desperation doesn't mean that you've clocked off, that you no longer have the chance to dream. It just means that you're incontent with what you have. You just want more, but you're still incontent with what you have. Forgive yourself for the many times that you have let people get into you, for the many times that you felt that the world is crashing, and for the many times that you felt that nothing mattered. Forgive yourself and just remember, it will always be you against the world. It's never going to be the world against you. Mm-mm. Only if you let it. It will always be you against the world. It's always be you against your dreams, not your dreams against you. And with that, I just want to say happy birthday to you, Nina Joy McKenna. 25 is going to be the best year yet. You're going to have very good memories. You're going to forget so many people you're going to shed off in the next 10 days. But most of all, I want you to remember that whatever you're doing, keep doing it, girl. Consistency, love, passion. But most of all, just believe in yourself. Bye, guys. See you on the next episode. I hope you're going to be a little bit cheerier, you know? Bye.